Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
I'm 19 Keys, and this is
high-level conversation.
They say, they used to say happiness doesn't bring money. A new study said, wait a minute, now happiness, bro, you know, money and happiness have a correlation.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because now you can do, when you figure out more about self, you can do more of the things you love, and there's no impediment in your way.
Yeah.
So I want to travel to Africa. I got money. Let's do that. Instead of, I want to go to Africa. Now I'm stressing about how to get there.
Yeah.
Right? So, oh, so a family member has an issue. You know what? I got it. Let me throw you a couple of dollars. I don't feel like stressing about it. Don't call me for a while, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm not about to let that be the stress.
Yeah.
Right?
And money is energy.
Yeah, money is
That's
the energy.
That's all it is. Like, I think, you know, when people make money the root of all evil, it's because of what people do.
It's the love of money that's the root of all evil.
And so it's important.
Money ain't how money be evil? Money is just a, not to cut your wisdom, but money is a, you know, it's a vector of energy. You know what I'm saying? Every human being, unfortunately, is measured, their value is measured in dollars.
Yes.
Right? Because those dollars represent energy units.
Yes.
Right? How many energy units do you have stored? And unfortunately, the Rockefellers and these families figured out how to get people to take real value that they have and exchange it for fake value, things that don't have the same value. So the moment we start taking gold and exchanging it for paper, the human mind was tricked.
Yes.
Right? This is stored value that's supposed to represent real value, and you're giving this in exchange for paperback dollars.
Yes.
This is what we do every single day. We go exchange our time, our energy and our emotions for things that have less value than if we just kept those things.
Yeah. And it's some, I think what's important to understand is like the currency of life is time right now, because most people are time bound because people are tapped into the wrong source. But if someone says, I'm going to exchange your currency of life, which is time, in exchange for paper dollars, which you can then exchange for a trip or to pay your bills, et cetera, et cetera. People have taken that deal because that's the only deal that they were presented with.
Mm-hmm.
And so because people don't understand that time isn't currency,
mm-hmm.
what truly is currency is creation.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's really currency. Because if you can create, you can get all the time you want back. That's how you get your time back, where you take somebody who makes $100,000 over here, but they work 44 hours in a week, and you take somebody over here who make $100,000, but they only work 2 hours in a week.
Mm-hmm.
That means that that person has used creation
mm-hmm.
to understand how to get their time back. And it's so important that we do that. And I think it's so important as we shift, because I believe that we're in a shifting period. We're going from the age of Pisces into the age of Aquarius.
Mm-hmm.
And when you see that shift, what you're going to see is a shift from the age of religion,
mm-hmm.
the age of forgiveness,
mm-hmm.
the age of resurrection,
mm-hmm.
the age of warring. You're mm-hmm. going to shift from that age to now an age of unity,
mm-hmm.
an age of humanity.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happens is, as we shift, because we have this shift every 26,000 years, because the earth makes a whole procession,
mm-hmm.
okay? And when it goes into that procession in 26,000 years, we have a new golden age. And when we have that golden age, what you experience is a flood of divine light that sheds on this earth. And now what that's going to do is bring up all of the shadow work. So that's why you see all the foolishness happening
mm-hmm.
today. That's why the world looks like it's in a riot, because divine light is now, in my opinion, flooding the earth.
Right.
So you're going to see people be in disagreement. You're going to see people have these ideologies that don't really match up with life and longevity
right.
and connection and things of that nature. But I just think it's a transition period. And what I believe that is, the more that we in tune with that transition period and the more we understand about how we play a role in that spiritually, what we'll see is we'll come into our own divinity in that space and time.
Well, I think people have to learn how you have to make a life decision. Right. And the thing about it is, the pressure to make the best decision, you have to alleviate that from yourself. You just have to make a decision.
Yes.
Right? Because young people especially think that, you know, the stress of, oh, I need to do this the right way the first time. No. You make a decision, and it gives you a journey to experience.
Yeah.
And then on that journey of experience is experimentation, right? Yeah. So you're a scientist. You hypothesize on what you think may be the best, following your gut if you got a good gut. You know what I'm talking about? You know, taking in the resources of information and knowledge, because remember, you have more information and knowledge than any other people at any point in time.
Yep.
But decreasing the necessity for more when you have an answer, right? Saying that, okay, now that I know, I will use this. So let me try this. This experience is going to give you knowledge of self.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm good at this. I'm not good at this. I like this. I don't like this, right? So if you...
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Create a notebook, right, where you're studying yourself and you're saying that, damn, you know, I went through that experience, whether it's courting, whether it's a relationship, and say, you know what, I didn't like this in that relationship, right? Like, you know, I figured I was very attached to this person during this time, right? So now you say, you know what, I don't think I want this in the next one, right? This is what not makes me happy.
Yeah.
Maybe I only did this because of the what I seen from my parents' relationship and dynamics, right? Or maybe I was unhealed, so I went with somebody who I know wasn't going to treat me right because I know this wasn't going to last long.
Yeah.
And eventually it's going to come to an end, versus finding somebody who I know is good for me and allowing them to treat me right so that I can have longevity, right? And so same thing with jobs. Oh, I work this job. You know, I don't like actually following instructions. I think I need to be in a leadership position, right? So let me find a job that allows me to exercise that aspect, right? Or let me find a job that allows me to be more creative, right? Or strategic or organized, right? Because we're different people. Some of us are organizers. Some of us are creative. Some of us are action takers. Some of us are people. Like, I want to talk to people, socialize, network. So by experimenting and finding what you're good at, what you like to do, right, it will bring you joy, it will create and generate passion, and that can give you direction for what to do.
Yep.
But when you don't have life paths and you don't make decisions and you're constantly in this phase of I don't know, I'm trying to figure it out, right, you're disrespecting the parts of yourself that already have knowledge.
Yes.
Right, so that whole journey of I'm going to go figure myself out is like you're going to lose yourself. Right.
Yeah.
The journey of figuring yourself out for most people is the journey where they start dissecting what they already know about themselves. Right. And they forget that part and they completely disregard that. And they put themselves in situations to say, hey, tell me who I am.
Yeah.
Right. And that's allowing the world to create decisions and narratives for you. And so you can find yourself in situations that's not for you. Right. Right? And you can start going against self. And that can be traumatic for people. And then you even further go away from who you really are because you're experimenting in environments that had nothing to do with your nature.
Yes.
So when you don't learn how to listen to your heart, you don't learn how to listen to your mind, you find yourself in environments that rob you of your integrity.
Yep.
And it's very hard to get your soul back once you give it away to be a part of something, especially for this experiment you call finding yourself.
Yeah.
Because you already you. You're a human being. Each human being has a certain genetic code, which means you come with certain epigenetic knowledge encoded into who you are. It means you have certain skills. You already have certain trauma embedded into you through epigenetic trauma of your parents. And if you just study them first, then you'll know what's in you.
Yeah.
Right? So before you go study a subject in college, study your parents.
Yep.
Right? Study your father. Like, pops, what you had going on? Did you do drugs? What was your relationship type? Like, what was your fears, right? What are your strengths, skills, and weaknesses? So now I know what's in me, right? Now I know what I'm prone to, what I'm susceptible to, and what are my strengths. Mom, how was you feeling when you had me? What was going on in the world between those ages of 1 through 7 while I was unconscious?
Right.
What was y'all teaching me? What was on TV?
Right.
Study yourself. What would I do as a baby? What did I like to do? What was I naturally prone to, right? So you can't disregard the last 18 years, right, of life through your most programmable years from a baby to 25 and then say, okay, I'm about to go find myself.
Yeah.
Like, no, you haven't studied everything that you found about yourself already.
Right.
And so when you give yourself up to the world, you're telling your world, instead of finding yourself, you're telling the world to dictate who you are.
Yeah.
Based on circumstances that I happen to find myself in.
People focus a lot on nutrition, body-wise. You know, I'm going to feed this particular system of the body, I'm going to feed that system. Very rarely do people speak about the mind. Very rarely do people speak about the brain. The brain needs the most energy, right? The brain is needed to process. The brain is needed to, you know, compartmentalize. The brain is needed for so many things, you know, but we don't know what brain food looks like, you know? We know that the body's electrical, and what I understand about gold is not only is it superconductive, but it's non-corrosive and it's a noble element. So they say that if I am what I eat, I want to be noble. You know what I'm saying? I want to be of the highest degree. And I also want to focus on mental health. I want to focus on gut health. I want to focus on energy. I want to focus on youth. I want to focus on, you know, accessing pineal activity, hormonal balance. Everything the gold represents is what I want to see more of. So what better thing to do but align myself with this particular product and get it out to as many people as I can by singing the praise of gold, which is something that our people have been doing for over 10,000 years.
I'm 19 Keys, and this is High Level Conversation.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.